Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I'm just so elated to gather with each and every one of you all just to say thank you. Thank you to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for waking us up this morning, for starting us out on our day, with our day, from breathing a fresh breath of air down our lungs and saying, child, I need you to wake. Child, I need you to arise for another day so you can go out and do what I have called you to do. So you can go out and do whatever it is I have called you to do. I just had to say that again and to just praise God's holy name. How many of y'all know it's so important to give God thanks? To thank him for this very moment we are in right now, to thank him for what he has done, to thank him for what he is doing in our future, or what he's going to do in our future. So we just thank God and we just give him all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. And so we're going to get into it this morning. And before we get into it, of course, I just want to, if anybody has any prayer requests, they can definitely put it in the chat. If you just want to simply email me, you can at crystal@theubrandacademy.com. And this is just for any prayer call or any time you may just need a prayer or just have a prayer request. I know you saw last week I sent out on a text messaging list. If you are on the text messaging list, you received a message about if you have any prayer requests. Some of you all did respond, and so definitely been praying for you all. Okay, all right. So y'all know it's a holiday. Y'all know it's Labor Day, so happy Labor Day. I know a lot of you all are off. Enjoy your time off. Please get some rest. But let me tell you, just like any time there's a holiday that falls on a Monday, guess what? We don't take a rest from, and that is getting into God's word, period. Okay. All right. So let's get into it. Last night, I'm going to tell y'all what happened last night before, you know, I shut my eyes and went to sleep. I want to ask y'all a question. Have you ever had a situation where you know God wanted you to hear something? Have you ever had a situation where you know God wanted you to hear something? I'm going to let that question sit with you, okay? Well, that happened to me last night. I was looking at this sermon online, and I was just like, okay, God, I just want to hear what this lady, the pastor, was talking about. And so I'm actually going to see her in October. So basically a month from now. And I was like, okay, God, what's she talking about this morning? And well, yeah, this morning, because the sermon took place in the morning. And so I thought I was going, like, speeding it up from, like, you know, they were doing the introductions and things like that. But I sped it up a little further than I thought I did. And I realized, I was like, oh my goodness, we at like the 34 mark. But by the time I had realized it, I was like that she was really speaking something that I really needed to hear at that time. It was such an appointed time, I just knew that God needed me to hear it. And so one thing she said that really stuck out to me, and I was just like, oh, I got to listen in to the rest. And so I did. And she said, there is a success there is a success anointing over my life. I'm gonna say this again. There is a success anointing over my life. And so I just want to encourage you all that there is a success and anointing over your life. And so just as I was, you know, talking to God, like right before I even pressed play or sped up anything, right before, just talking to God about, you know, things that I was seeking him for, but just thanking him for it too. That statement alone blessed my whole soul, confirming a few things that are going on in my life right now. And I was just like, God, thank you for sharing that or allowing me to hear that particular part. There is a success anointing over your life. And then the next statement she said, because she was like, there is a success anointing over your life. And then after that, she stated that, you know, when you are thinking about or going through certain things in your life or starting new ventures, and when you're starting new ventures, when you're going through different things in your life, sometimes there is doubt that creeps in. Sometimes there's like questions that creep in. Can I do it? Am I good enough? And so forth. Y'all all knew or heard these things come through your mind or even being said to you all. And so after she said that, she said this one thing that I really want y'all to write down in your notes this morning. And it is, failure does not have access to me. Again, she said, failure does not have access to me. When I tell you all that statement right there, woo, it's blessed my whole entire soul, because although we may be thinking like, God, what if this doesn't go out right? What if this just don't work out right? What if I step out on faith and things go left? What if I, and all of these what ifs can surround you in the midst of when you start a new job, when you start a new career path, when you take the leap of faith just to do something in your life or to do what God has called you to do. All of these thoughts of how you may not succeed may enter into your mind. But I just declare a decree right now that failure does not have access to you. Failure does not have access to you. And there is a success anointing over your life in Jesus' name, point blank, period, right? And so we're just going to carry that with us throughout this work week and beyond. And listen, that's not even what I really wanted to get into this morning. And we're going to continue, but I just really had to share that with you all because that was top of mind. I was like, I cannot have this prayer call this morning and not share that with them. And this literally happened less than 12 hours ago, because I said this happened right before bed. So I had to share what was shared with me. And I hope that confirmed a lot of things that's going on in your life. Or if you were having those thoughts of not succeeding, if you were ever having those thoughts of, I don't know if I can go further in this because of what may happen. So I had to encourage you this morning that there is a success anointing over your life. And the failure that you're thinking about, it don't even have access to you. So don't let failure have access to you in Jesus' name. All right. Let's get into the other message that I really had for you. All right. So I want to explain to y'all, my husband, my family, we like to, you know, go out to eat and have a good time. So that's what we did on Saturday. And so it was just my husband and I and our two girls. And so we went to one of our favorite spots in Maryland. We love ramen. And so it's called Genya. So if you're ever in the DMV area, DC, Maryland, Virginia area, you definitely want to go to this spot called Genya if you love ramen. Even if you don't even know what ramen is, I encourage you to go there because it's just good. So anyways, the weather was really nice on Saturday. And so we decided to sit outside. And plus, there was no room for us to really sit inside. So we was just like, oh, just sit us outside. It's nice day. I want to say about 15 minutes of sitting there, this weather report pops up on my phone. And I, listen, y'all, this is really how God works. I was holding my baby girl in my hand. And so she was kind of like sitting on the table a little bit. So I guess my arm was touching my phone. And my husband looked at my phone. He was like, are you trying to look at the weather or something? Did you even know your arm was like on the weather app and you was looking at the weather? I was like, oh, I didn't even know my arm was like that. I did not know. And so he was like, ooh, it looked like it's about to rain in like 30 minutes or so. And I'm like, oh my goodness, like we cannot be out here in this rain. Like, and as I looked up, there was it's like a little covering over us. But it had like a little bit of holes in it because I guess for circulation, because we was also sitting by the fire pit. So anyways, we were like, well, our food isn't here, so maybe we can go inside. I said, look. And then right before that, the lady came out. It was another lady. She's a server. She came out and talked to another couple that was literally sitting right by us with their child. So it was a couple and their child. She told them, hey, I know it's about to rain in about 30 or so minutes. I just wanted to let you all know that we are a little bit busy, so we aren't going to be able to accommodate you in the restaurant. And so I was just like, okay, all right, man. I said, I know that's what you said to them, but I'm still gonna go inside and see what y'all can do for me. Now, mind you, I wasn't talking to her. I was just ear hustling. I was just hearing what the lady was telling them because that was their server. And so I said to my husband, I said, I'm gonna go in and see if we can get some inside seating because we are the only ones here that don't even have our food yet. So I was like, we can at least try and go sit in there. And I wanted to continue to have a good experience at the restaurant. So I go in, and as soon as I walked in, the two servers, they automatically knew what I was going to say because I was like, the weather. All I had to say was, the weather, can we get in? That's it. And it was just like, yes. It wasn't even that I felt them saying the yes. It was just like, it was such an experience because I'm like, oh, God, thank you. Thank you for allowing, thank you for the yes. Thank you for the yes to move into your to a sheltered place when the rain was coming or when the rain was about to happen. So I walk in. When I walked in, mind you now, it was not even raining. But I walked out, I felt some mist. So I quickly got my children and said to my husband, we got to go in right now. They said yes. And although they said yes, I felt like it was the Lord saying, come on now, I'm going to cover you. I'm going to cover you in any given situation. And so I'm asking you this morning, do you believe that God will cover you in any given situation, not just in your career, but in anywhere that you're at in life? It just like in that circumstance that I just shared with you. Do you believe that God will cover you in any given situation? That was a prime example of a real life situation that happened to me and my family. And I know you're like, well, it was just rain. And then no, the rain would have impacted how we ate. The rain would have impacted our experience. And so they said, yeah, come on in. We just got room. And I just told y'all, it was another couple that was sitting there with their child. And the lady said, no, So I just want to just break it all the way down for you, because there was favor in the midst of that. There was favor being shown to us. There was grace being shown to us in that moment. There was, and if you look at it with your spiritual eyes, you can say, God, I see you working. God, I see you covering me as I go throughout my day, as I go and just be who you have called me to be, as I go and just continuously walk in the anointing over my life. God, thank you for your covering. So I just want to encourage you all to thank God for the covering or the protection that he has over your life. It could be in a simple situation like that, or it could be in a situation where it's just like the degree of, I guess, the degree of uncertainty is so high. And God is saying, child, just hand it over to me. Just submit the issue to me. Submit the problem to me and watch me work. But my question to you is, will you allow God to cover you? Will you allow God to cover you the way he wants to cover you? Will you allow God to cover you the way he wants to cover you? And so I'm going to let that question sit with you. But I do want to cover a few things and tie scripture to it, because, you know, that's what we always do. And so I want to share with you a few ways to understand the concept of dwelling in God's authority, dwelling in God's authority. And so as believers, we sit under or dwell, and the word dwell means to remain for a time or to live in a place or in a particular way under the authority of God. So we sit under or dwell under the authority of God as believers, and living under God's authority, it simply means that God is your highest priority and that you conform to him, period, right? And so the reason we're going through this is because the question and the situation I just shared with you is, will you allow God to cover you? And when God covers you, that's you literally dwelling under his authority. Okay. And so when you dwell in God's authority, you are dwelling in the shadow of the Almighty. And so a scripture that aligns with it is Psalms 91, 1 through 2. Psalms 91, 1 through 2. And so it states, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. It states, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust, in whom we trust. And so the next one I want to share with you is dwelling in God's presence. What this means is that you simply live as God's, at God's address. You sitting at the feet of Jesus, basically. And so the scripture I want to tie to that is Psalms 16:11, which states, you make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with your joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. And Psalms 23:4, and Psalms 23 is a very popular scripture. Love it. Psalms 23:4, it states, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Like the God, like God is with you. Okay. It says your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So again, this is us relying and allowing God to really cover us during troubled seasons, to cover us during seasons we can't even see left from right, up from down, or anything. We don't know where to go. We have a lack of direction. We have a lack of clarity. But if we just give it to God, if we just give it to God and really allow him to be ruler over our life, allow him to really be the authoritative figure that that we are seeking in this season. Again, the word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. So I want to encourage you, don't just seek, you know, man or a friend or relative or whomever you may seek first, but really seek God. Seek God so he can then direct you to the resources to seek here in his earthly realm, okay? All right, and so the next one is dwelling in God's secret place. Dwelling in God's secret place. And so Psalms 91:4 states, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and ramparts. Another scripture that aligns with dwelling in God's secret place is Psalms 27:5. Again, this is super scripture heavy. I should have gave y'all that caveat before I actually started this, but I'm going to have all of these scriptures for you in the show notes of the replay of the podcast and this prayer call. So don't worry if you're not getting everything right now. But Psalms 27:5 states, for in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. I don't know about y'all, but when I read that, I'm like, God, hide me and allow me to dwell with you, and hide me in a way that you, like it says, set me high up upon a rock. Set me high upon a rock. Like if there is water down here in the troubled lands, if there is something going down here in the areas of trouble, like I may not see, but God sees. God, hide me high, sit me high, protect me. And I just believe that God will protect each and every one of us from danger seen and unseen, whether it's in our career, whether it's in our businesses, or whether it's just in life in general. Okay. And so the last but not least thing that I want to share with you in regards to understanding the concept of dwelling in God's authority is dwelling in the word. And so this is a daily practice that we should do, and that involves, of course, reading God's word and listening to God and allowing what you're reading to really address you, for you to really apply it to your daily walk. Okay. And so John 15:7 aligns with that. And it states, if you remain in me and my words in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done. And then Colossians 3:16 states, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. Yes, yes. And so I just pray that that word really penetrates your heart, that you will take it, that you will run with it. Well, take it. Let it look, dwell with it. Come on now, take it, dwell with it, or sit with it during your quiet time, and then run with it as you go throughout your daily walk in this earth. Okay, all right, you all, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters that are sitting under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for this time that we have here together. Yes, it may be a holiday in the States, but God, we thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to just have an ear for you, to have an ear to hear your word. God, we thank you for always sharing with us those things that we need to know, sharing and allowing us to hear things that we never even thought we could ever hear from you. God, we thank you for the ways, the ins and the outs that you are making. We thank you for making a way out of no way. We thank you for placing rivers in what we thought was a desert, God. We thank you for feeding our spirits, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just lift your name on high. God, we thank you for always continuously showing us direction, giving us clarity for where we should be going in our careers, in our businesses, and just life in general. God, we thank you for your covering. God, we thank you for protecting us from danger seen and unseen. God, we thank you for always directing our path or orchestrating our footsteps, God, when it comes to our careers, when it comes to our businesses, God. God, we may be thinking or have these thoughts of failure, God, but we come against that right now in the name of Jesus and just declare that failure does not have any access to me. But we do allow your word to have access to us, God. So help us to remember in those very moments, we may be saying, oh God, I don't know about this. In those moments of doubt, God, help us to remember what your word says. Help us to remember that we are more than conquerors. Help us to remember that we are the head and not the tail. Help us to remember that we are above and not beneath. Help us to remember that there is a success anointing over our life in Jesus' name. God, we thank you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for meeting us for where we are right now. God, we thank you. God, we submit every issue that is within our heart to you and allowing you to just be the great I am, to be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Meaning, God, we thank you for just being taking authority over our lives. And God, we just thank you for all that you are going to do for us. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. Whew. All right, y'all. I thank y'all for joining in on the prayer call this morning. And I pray that y'all have a blessed and wonderful work week. Have a relaxing Labor Day holiday. For those of you that do have to work, I pray that you go out and do all that you have to do and still get some rest, okay? All right, until next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.